Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Glad you're with us here today. When I say us, I'm talking about Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Jill Hubbard. How you guys doing?
Great.
Doing great.
Yep.
You know, I was thinking so many people are imprisoned by addiction, obsessions, compulsions, things like that, and they're kind of driven to imprison themselves. Jill, what did you do over the holidays?
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe how you wove that in. Well, one night, as we're leaving on our vacation, we drove all night and drove to San Quentin.
All right, that says a lot.
Lovely
right there,
town of San Quentin. Every vacation should include a prison visit.
So,
could you expand on that just a little bit?
Do I have to?
Well, you set us up. I mean, everybody wants to know at this point, inquiring minds, you know.
Well, unfortunately, we know someone there.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was sweet.
We went to visit.
That is great.
And it's actually kind of a unique, cool place. I mean,
what was it like?
It was actually really pretty, and there's a lot of history there, and it used to be kind of one of the worst prisons, and it does have all different levels of inmates. Mm-hmm. But actually, what I hear is the guards are much nicer. There's kind of a community there. It's right on the edge across the San Francisco Bay. So it's if you have to be there, mm-hmm. it doesn't necessarily – it's not horrible. It's not the worst of the worst.
Isn't
anymore.
It just on the other side of the San Francisco Bridge? Like on the north side of the
bay? Yes,
yes. Okay, up
there. Yeah, and there's all these cute little cottages that are, you know, on the grounds and just outside the gate. And,
okay.
It was interesting. And
I'll take cute in quotes.
Yeah. Considering.
Well, think about this.
Yeah, I think that's so neat.
Jesus didn't tell us everything to do. But one thing he did say is to visit those in prison. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the most wonderful things that ever happened was Chuck Colson going to prison and discovering, hey, there's not that much difference between these guys like me in here and those on the outside, and then created a ministry that has changed millions and millions of lives. And,
absolutely.
And, you know, New Life, whenever a prisoner writes us and asks for a Life Recovery Bible, we send that to them. And we just had somebody make a wonderful gift, I think $10,000 for us to give those prisoners those Bibles.
Wow.
And they're not cheap. I think for us to get one, they're about $7 a piece, about as low as we can get them. But what a joy it's been. I took Larry down to Florida into the maximum security prison there, and here were these guys talking about Jesus, reading out of the Life Recovery Bible. It was just, it always astounds me to see what the Bible, just the Bible, does. Mm-hmm. The truth of God's Word in community, because they're in community. We're talking about the guys in the orange suits. It was pretty amazing. Anyway, there's the music. We're going to go to a break. We're going to take phone calls here. And we're saying thank you to everybody with an amazing gift that I think a lot of people discovered that they needed over the holidays. How to have that difficult conversation. This is by John Townsend and Henry Cloud. And many of you discovered that seeing your relatives once a year is just too frequent. Until you have that conversation that you've been needing to have. And this will help you do that. A lot of times we avoid things. And if you just pick up this book, well, it's our way of saying thanks for a gift of any kind. You know how to do it, and you do it, and it resolves things forever. Also, Club New Life, $20.16 to be a Club New Life member. It'll never get cheaper than that. We'll be back.
It just became part of my being for so long that so much of the enjoyment in my life was centered on food, and I had to get away from that. I figured about the first day or so that there would be something there that would really help with the situation. I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was when I was out there in May, and couldn't be asking for better. I'm getting ready to order my third round of clothes. And I have been this low before or lower, and everything that I lost came back and brought friends with them.
You can lose weight and keep it off for life, but it involves more than just the latest fad diet or exercise machine. If the underlying emotional, spiritual, and physiological issues aren't addressed, the weight returns. The next Lose It for Life workshop is January 22nd through the 24th in Dallas, Texas. To find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I see a different person now than I used to see.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Artemer here. Let me mention tomorrow, prayer breakfast with me in Columbus, Georgia. Love to see you there. And then Mylan is going to be doing there in Boise, Idaho, How We Love workshop Friday and Saturday. We'd love for you to join him there if you are in the Boise area. Also, this very weekend, Every Man's Battle, January the 8th, right there, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Washington, D.C. Hey, get it taken care of. God wants you to do that. If you've got financial problems, maybe there's a scholarship that we could help you with. All right, let's go to, what is it, Shia? Let's talk with her and see how she's doing today. Hi there. Welcome
Hi.
To New Life. Hi. How could we help today?
I called in a couple times. I called in a couple months ago, actually. And so now I actually have a question.
Okay.
And when I called in, I asked about, I wanted to say that I love, that me and my mom love to watch the show.
Thank you for that. Appreciate that.
And I remember your call, Shia. I remember when you called us.
Okay.
So what's your question?
Yeah, how can we help you?
My question is, if someone is, it's actually my dad, but, if someone is, ignoring you, Mommy, what's my word that's like that? Hold on 1 second.
We got all the time in the world.
Yes.
For somebody hurry.
I had to ask my mom that question, what the word was. So anyway,
okay.
If my dad is acting all nonchalant to me, and he's ignoring me. Keep it.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
You're 11. Okay. And is this something he's done all your life, or it's just something recent?
I think he stopped doing it when I was 4.
Okay. You need more of dad, is what you're saying.
What?
You're saying you want more of your dad and his time, right?
Yeah, because he doesn't live with us, and each time when I see him, it's very rare. He's walking around. One time he went to my school for some reason. I think he was doing construction. And I saw him. He passed the car, and I was like, Mommy, is that Daddy? And she was like, yes. And I went out, and I went to give him a hug, and he said, no, Shia, no. Because he kind of doesn't want anybody to know that she's my dad.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm so, so sorry for that, Shia, and I'm glad that you called. Now, what does your mom tell you about this? What's she been saying? What has your mom been telling you is the reason for this?
she tells me sometimes, like, don't worry about it, because God is going to provide a fatherly figure for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that. I trust her, and I trust in God that he will. But I just wish that I could at least see my dad once in a while, and he would want to give me a hug.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that is so reasonable. Well,
Shia, your desire is not wrong at all. And I think, you know, sometimes it's hard to understand why others do what they do. It sounds like your dad is really hurting. And sometimes when people are hurting, they need to push things away. And sometimes they push good things away. So the fact that he can't be with you all the time, I don't know the circumstances, but it may be hard for him to just be there sometimes. And so he's pushing you completely away because of his hurt. It's not a right choice, but it is perhaps what he's doing.
So sometimes when we can't have what we want, we push it further away?
Absolutely. Yeah, we withdraw from wanting it.
Yeah.
Whereas you are expressing that I want this. I'm not getting this, but I want this. And that wanting is not wrong. And your mom is saying, well, it may come in different forms. But I think it's important to be praying for your dad.
And Shia, since your mom's right there within earshot, ask your mom if she has asked him why he doesn't even want to hug you. And what has he said?
Yeah. I mean, like, if he doesn't spend time with me, I understand that, but...
But what does your mom say? Can you ask her? What does your mom say is the reason? Has she talked to him about that?
What is the reason why he doesn't want to see me? Or?
Yeah. What does she tell you, or ask her right now, what is the reason he doesn't want to?
Okay, I'll go ask her.
I mean, is she still in the room there?
Yeah, she is. She just went in the bathroom.
Okay, well, you can ask her later, but I think it's up to her to ask him why.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, have you written him a letter saying, it hurt me when you wouldn't hug me, and I would really love to spend time with you? Have you shared that with him in any way, like a note or something?
Like, you mean write a letter?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll try that.
Maybe ask him if he would write you back.
Yeah.
Shia,
maybe.
Shia, when you called last time, you were asking about how do you talk to a person that doesn't believe in God.
Huh?
Do you remember that? When you called us last time, didn't you ask us about how do you talk to someone that doesn't believe in God? Was that you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
we got the book.
Okay, good. So what I'm thinking is your daddy just may not know the Lord, and he probably pushes people away from him because of pain. So I would do what Steve...
Yeah, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel, honey?
It just makes me sad because the Bible says that when you go to heaven and then the people that you used to love goes to hell... You won't remember them. It's just kind of sad.
Well, it's very sad. And so I think what Steve and Jill have said for you to do is a great idea, to write your daddy a note and just say, Dad, I'm 11. Write your daddy a note, a letter, and ask him for a relationship that might be different than with your mom. Just say,
Can I tell you something?
Sure. What?
One time can you hold on 1 second?
Sure.
Well, sure we can.
For you, we will.
Absolutely. I think it's important, if mom's listening, that when she asks about it, that mom doesn't say, don't worry about it, that she tries to give her some...
That she validates her feelings.
Comfort. Okay.
Sounds like she's a good mom, though.
So, Shia,
are
can you
still
ask
there?
Your mom... Chaya, are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay, can you ask your mom what he says is the reason he doesn't... why does he not want to be affectionate or spend time with you? What does your mom say?
my mom, she says that it was last night, because I didn't get to ask her that. Mommy, they asked me if they know, if you know why Daddy doesn't want to be around me. My mom doesn't even know.
Okay. Well, I think it would be great for her to ask him.
They said to write him a letter and see if he answers.
Yeah. But I think your mom should have a chat or try to let him know that you really, really need him.
Mm-hmm. That you want some connection.
My dad's dad, he's really mad at Daddy because he doesn't want to talk to me. And he said that he didn't, that Daddy didn't, Mommy said that she was mad, that Daddy was mad that I was talking to him. And that I met him.
I see. Angry that you were talking to his father. Well, listen, I want you to hear one thing from me, okay?
Yeah.
This is going to be really hard to believe, but it's the absolute 100% truth. It has nothing to do with you. You couldn't be more wonderful or different or whatever. And then he would go, oh, well, I want to be with her. There's nothing that you could do in a different way that would make you more acceptable to him. This is his problem. He has a big problem. And you can see that his dad understands the problem, and his dad is angry at him about this. I'm angry at him about this because you are such a delightful person to talk to. And he would love to be with you if he could work through whatever it is. Now, sometimes people represent another person. And so if you, in his mind, sadly, represent your mom and he's angry at your mom, then, you know, maybe that's...
I don't think he's mad at my mom.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm just so sorry that he won't spend time with you. I'm going to encourage your mom, if she's listening.
My mom says that it's very strange that he tries to talk to her, but never to me.
Well, she shouldn't talk with him unless he's willing.
She says that you shouldn't talk to him.
unless he's willing to talk to you, it should be a package. that you know, if you're going to talk with me and I'm going to have a conversation with you, then you have to work through whatever it is that you've got a problem with that doesn't include our daughter, because I and my daughter, we're a package here, we're a family. And and I can't enable you to talk to me and express yourself when you're not even meeting the needs of this little girl that is so wonderful. That would be my approach.
Shia, he doesn't know what he's missing.
No, he doesn't. He's making bad choices.
My mom says all the time.
I know, but
can I tell you something?
What we want you to know that we think you're pretty special, but I want you to hear this again. Your dad is broken inside, and so he can't appreciate or get what's important. How great you are. Yes, and you wanted to tell me something. What was it?
So, this is a text that I sent him, and he actually answered. I was very surprised.
Okay, what did he say?
I asked him if I could put, you, him, my brother, and my sister on the family tree, but in Spanish, and he said, no, none of that family tree stuff. And he said, okay, what about my brother and sister? Can I put them on the family tree? And he said, no. And then I said, okay, I love you so much. Do you know it's my birthday on Monday? And he said, no, and you shouldn't love me.
Aww.
And I just said, I'm going to be 10. And he said, and you shouldn't call me dad. And then I said, being spiteful, I said, yes, sir.
Well,
he feels really bad about himself.
Yes, he does.
He's a very, very
hurt person.
We can use the word hurt and broken. I think
and that's why
the
he's
words
being
that
hurtful.
Would be acceptable here. But again, you just listen. When your mom says, honey, this doesn't have anything to do with you, he's a troubled man, a broken man. And oh my goodness, I'm so sorry you're going through this. And I'm glad you got a mom that you can talk to about this. But I think.
And a grandpa.
I want to encourage her to step up her
and does yeah, anytime. Smile and says.
Step up her discussions with him about him, you know, getting over whatever this is that's causing mm-hmm. this dilemma. Now, I'm going to send you something. I'm going to send you our little chenille blanket that we have. It's so comforting. My little boy said when he put it around him, he said, "Heaven is for real." And he's 9, and I hope that you'll love this as much. I'm going to send that to you. And I'm going to send a copy of Every Man's Bible. And I want you and your mom to give that to your dad as a gift. Maybe one day in the darkest moment of his life, he might pick it up, turn over to the book of John and start to read, and God might, I'm praying this as I'm saying it, mm-hmm. God will reveal his presence and his truth to him. And Lord, we just pray for Shia. Oh, what a doll. Mm-hmm. We pray that you'll comfort her. We pray that you'll take out that stony heart of her father.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, what a sweet, sweet, darling little girl there. And oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I just hope something we said encourages her and encourages her mom to step up here.
Steve, I love your idea of the gift.
Yeah.
Of
thank you.
Of the Bible to give to him. I think it's a beautiful idea.
Well, my little Bible, that Every Man's Bible, has gotten a lot of men that normally maybe wouldn't pick up a Bible. Mm-hmm. Picking it up and reading it and enjoying it made just for men. Hey, don't forget, Loser for Life, January the 22nd, whether it's 10 or 110 pounds, this weekend, Every Man's Battle, January the 8th, right there in D.C. Women in the Battle, coming up March the 4th, and then our Healing is a Choice workshop is April the 15th, and Healing is a Choice. Healing is a Choice and Marriage Solution workshop, April the 15th in Denver. And then February, the beginning of February, five-part series here at Northview Church. Pastor Steve Poe, I'll do the first one, then I'll go over to our intensive, and John Townsend will fill in for me. I'll do the other 2 weeks, and then Steve Poe, the pastor there, will do the final Healing is a Choice here in the Indianapolis area. Second fastest growing church in America, according to Outreach. Hmm. It's an amazing, amazing church. They baptized almost 300 people just the other day. They do that all the time.
That's exciting.
What's the first?
I don't know. Okay. I think it's a church in Cincinnati. I believe that's where the fastest is. I can't think of the name of it. But I think it's called the first fastest growing church in Cincinnati. All right, let's go to Ann from Denver, Colorado. Hello, Ann. Welcome to Newt. Ann is not there. You know, she wasn't there the other time we went to her.
I don't know what's going on here.
I don't either. How about Donna from Arlington? Hi, Donna. Welcome to New Life. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for calling and letting us call.
Sure. How can we help you today?
I have a grandson who is 10, and he lies all the time, and he tells these huge stories, like, my mom sold a house for $1 million, and my dad buys all the houses we have. They've moved two different times. And when he was playing a game with the grandchild, racquetball, and he was mad because grandson was doing, the other child was doing something wrong. And I said, well, you're not doing this right. And then when I was trying to settle their difference, he called me a liar. And he does this with his mom and I. He calls us liars. He calls us rude. And this is just constantly. Like, I take the boys out once a week, and every day it's "you're stupid" or "you're," you know, these obnoxious things. And we know he has some sensory things. Certain clothes, like jeans, will bother him. And at night he wants like two of the heavy blankets on him.
Mm-hmm.
So there's evidently sensory stuff, and he bites his shirts and there's holes in them.
Okay, so, but why do you think that he would be lying and making things up? What do you think is missing from his life?
I'm not sure. He has, since he was a young child, my daughter would always go to birthday parties because everywhere he went, he causes problems. So she would always do that. And so then I thought there was something wrong, you need to get him help, but she was leery of doing it. But now she's homeschooling him because at school it wasn't working, and she is really stressing out because of everything he's doing. She's with him all day, and it's just
What about Dad?
And I know, he doesn't want any help other than he doesn't want any outside counseling.
The father doesn't want to.
So they're not admitting that there's issues here.
What?
They're not willing to admit there are issues here? The dad isn't?
The mom is. The mom is. She is over the edge. She's going to be getting some help for her. But the dad is saying he needs nothing but naturopathic. But I don't know if she's going to let that go. But there is a problem in the marriage between the parents. They're together, but they're not because of an issue, which is causing him anger problems. But he's, like I said, since he was three, he's always been over the edge with relationships and kids. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're the grandmother.
Yes.
And you've got a daughter who, first of all, I think, she needs to see what could be done about their marriage, what she could initiate that would help them to come together so that he felt love, the security of living in a loving environment. I would want to see that foundation there for him.
Right.
So I'm wondering, what is your daughter's position on that? Has she suggested that they get a little more help there in the area of the marriage, or are they just resigned to this is the way it's going to be?
She said she's done, and she is a Christian. She said she's done because of some serious stuff that's been going on for a number of years. Mm-hmm. But she knows this may be affecting him.
Maybe. So of course it's affecting him.
And I told her I was going to come on for counseling, an idea of, you know, where to go with him. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, maybe then it would go the whole realm of the whole family. And I thought, yeah, if you're getting counseling, it would.
Well, of course. We'll be back right after this.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. Well, we're talking with Donna, and Donna is the grandmother of a troubled little boy. I'll turn mm-hmm. this over to, well, let's start with you, Jill, and then Mylon on what
well,
you
Donna,
think a grandmother can do.
I think along with them getting counseling, and, you know, you can certainly only suggest, I think this little boy needs to be evaluated. Mm-hmm. You're already noting the sensory issues. What you've described to us is that he doesn't read social cues well. He doesn't regulate things. He's very extreme. And so I think to have him evaluated, because he may be on the spectrum. The autistic spectrum.
Okay, explain what that
which
means.
Which is a range of behaviors, and from mild, you know, very mild to severe. And it's kind of now they're lumping a whole bunch of kids. Used to be Asperger's and autistic kids. So, but a lot of kids with these types of issues, a natural intervention, since the dad is wanting to do natural, is therapy, is sensory motor groups, is social skills groups. There are all kinds of interventions that you can do that don't just involve medication.
Okay.
To help him. And you know, where his brain isn't connecting the dots, he can learn. He has to learn what's appropriate.
And okay.
Okay?
So evaluation is one thing.
So
Mylon, what?
Well, and again, a sensory motor institute, there are sensory motor institutes all over the place, and they specialize in taking in kids like mm-hmm. this, and they have multiple disciplines and specialists in there that can help deduce and that can help pinpoint mm-hmm. where he is. It's sad to me that your daughter has done nothing for 10 years, okay?
Well, and that she's just trying to manage it by herself.
Yeah, she's trying
to manage it.
It's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want to get some help, that's where he needs to go, is to some place like that, a sensory motor institute, where he could go all the time and practice all the things Jill said. Mm-hmm. But that That and the marriage issue that Steve brought up is number two. They must be looked at separately, mm-hmm. and they must be equally attacked with a lot of intensity to go after and figure out what's going on. But if the marriage doesn't make it, and this couple, your daughter and son-in-law, just don't have the wherewithal to make it come off, everybody needs to be behind this kid and have him in the right place so that he has the best chance, okay? Because right now it's critical. When he hits puberty, right. It's going to be worse.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And these kinds of kids put a lot of stress on a marriage, and
they
a lot
do.
Of marriages don't survive these typical issues.
So marriages, what are the statistics? I'm trying to recall, but it's a very high divorce rate for marriages who have special needs children, mm-hmm. and I don't know the precise number. But it's very high because the child is, in fact, divisive, and it triangulates the parents. So we feel bad for you, but let me go back. You need to have boundaries with him as well, where you pull him into you and just say, I'm sorry, you cannot call me a liar. If you want to come here, you're going to have to obey some rules. You need to also understand that he is angry and scared, so he embellishes all these stories of all this grandiosity and greatness. And I would ask him, so what would you want to be true in your home? You know, when he talks about his dad with all this money and all these different things. You know, how do you feel about your home? How do you feel about your dad? I would ask him questions like that when he broaches one of those topics.
Yeah.
Is dad a believer?
Evaluation, sensory issue, marriage, and you were saying something about a class for kids learning behavior, learning how to socialize.
Social skills, groups.
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll often have that associated with the Sensory Motor Institute.
Yeah, they can give you referrals.
Is dad a believer?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know,
I... He has a problem and he says he's fine, but he's not.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is
well,
like
I tell you what,
a lot of people.
Another thing, too, is when you hit up against all these little roadblocks like this, saying, you know what, I'm going to go on a little fast here and pray about this, and I'd like you, Mr. Dad, and you, daughter, and others to join me. Sometimes that can cause a breakthrough in somebody where just talking to them doesn't. Just the fact that they know somebody is concerned enough that they're going to fast and pray over something kind of makes them feel uneasy enough that they say, well, maybe I ought to take a second look at this. But I'll tell you, there's so much hope for kids just like him. It's just so sad. Like Mylon's, it's just ridiculous that nothing has been done. And boy, I would do anything I could to get your daughter out of the enabling role and also get her out of that mindset of I'm done. Don't be done. Mm-hmm. Get busy. Do the work you need to do. Go to work on yourself. Encourage the husband to come on and let's get this thing changed, not just for the sake of this boy, but for the kingdom of God. That's what we need. All right, Mylon,
Steve, I had a special needs sister. And my mom and dad knocked themselves out to find every possible specialist that they could to get her in the right environment. They moved from the East Coast to the West Coast, which is why I was born here in California, to try and get the very best help. And they started very early on in her life and continued that. And I just have to say, when we have a child with these sensitivities, we have to pour our life into helping them have the best possible advantage.
And I just
want
to say,
it is a lot of work.
All of that was before the internet. They did all of that work before the internet. And now it is so much easier to find whatever resource you need to find. You just All right, Mylon, what is our next call?
Let's go to Ken in Clinton, Tennessee.
Hi, Ken. In Clinton, Tennessee. Hi, Ken.
Yes. Yes, this is Ken. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. How are you?
I am super fine. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's going on in your life?
I'll question first, and then I'll give you background. Can you give me any advice and steer me to any resources that could help my 23-year-old nephew who is... He tried to commit suicide in November. He was not successful. He's gay. and he's playing with illicit drugs. And years ago, when he was younger, he was cutting himself.
Okay, and how old is he?
He's 23, a bright, brilliant, articulate young man.
And he's the son of your brother or sister?
The son of my sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law. And what does she say? What's her involvement with him? How's that going?
Honestly, I don't know.
You don't know.
She, as a mother, I must say, in my standing back looking at it, it looked to me like she was more of a best friend to her two children than she was a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And then the father is, he's a good person, good Christian person, but he's past, if there isn't anything to be fixed, he's happy.
Okay. All right. What do you guys think? What do you think he could do as an uncle?
Ken, where does your nephew live?
He lives about 5 miles away from me, right there in Clinton.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, well, that's great. You know, do you ever talk to him or spend time with him? Do you ever take him out to lunch and different things like that?
I'm glad you asked. I figured you'd ask the question. A few years ago, I asked about what I could do for him, and you said connect with him, and I've been waiting to connect with him now for quite a while. And just at the same time, committed suicide, God opened the door. I am passionate about hiking and backpacking here in the Smoky Mountains, and he's expressed an interest in that. So that's going to be the bond between us. I'm working on that, get him out the woods with me.
Well, that's good. You know, to go backpacking in the Smoky Mountains is a great thing. Okay, Tennessee is, I mean, you know.
When you're out on the trail, that really does lend itself to being able to talk. You know, doing an activity side by side is better a lot of times than just sitting across the table and saying, "Okay, talk to me."
Right. Exactly. I would also make an appointment. I would sit down with him right now and just say, what has happened to you? Okay, because he's a cutter. He is smart. He's articulate. Mm-hmm. He is gay. He is suicidal. And so he has a lot of conflicts in his head.
Mm-hmm.
The reason people, when they fit that profile, they're trying to escape something. They're very conflicted. They can't figure a lot of stuff out. And all that conflictedness is painful. And then they just want to get away from the pain. But I would help him get into a counselor's office, and maybe you would even take him in, because counselors are trained to explore these areas in your nephew's life, and this is what they're trained to do. So we're going to go to a break, Steve.
Well, he's so fortunate to have you.
Yes.
And let me just encourage you to stick with him. And I would, rather than just wait for the camping events, I try to develop a daily little dialogue with him, if that's possible. We'll be back.
I've had a weight problem my entire life. I learned to use food as something to comfort myself. Subconsciously, I was hoping for a magic wand. I had tried various things. I tried 12-step programs. None of those approaches were quite like what I heard at Lose It for Life.
You can lose weight and keep it off for life, but it involves more than just the latest fad diet or exercise machine. If the underlying emotional, spiritual, and physiological issues aren't addressed, the weight returns. The next Lose It for Life workshop is January 22nd through the 24th in Dallas, Texas. To find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
My whole mentality completely shifted. I wasn't so concerned anymore about what I weighed. I was more concerned with making healthy choices. It hasn't been the same since.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I want to tell you about our We Dared campaign and urge you to go to WeDared.com and take the challenge to starve your eyes for 30 days. You know, men are bombarded with sexual images every day. It's really hard to avoid. But we all have choices to make and a responsibility to be intentional about what we choose to look at and to think about.
and we want to help you do that. If you take the challenge at WeDare.com to starve your eyes for 30 days, we'll send you an email each day with encouragement and tips to keep you on track. We'll provide free downloadable Bible studies for men, young men, and even the tween men in preparing your son for every young man's battle. You could even learn how to start an every man's battle group for sexual integrity. It's all there at WeDared.com. I hope you'll take the challenge to 30 days of sexual integrity and sexual purity. For more information, go to WeDared.com and take that challenge. I dare you to do it.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Yes, now we are back, and I'll tell you, in situations that are so complex and complicated where a young man like this is dealing with so many different things, what a great gift to have somebody that's there, an uncle. And really, the best that we can do in these kind of situations is hang on tight, show love, concern, be willing to be rejected with mm-hmm. some attempts to connect, and then just persevere with that person. Let them know there's nothing that you could do that would cause you to reject them. And really, that's
yeah,
the best
smother,
hope that we have.
Smother them with mm-hmm. love, and also be willing to, you know, delve into some difficult subjects.
And right. I tell him that I'm going to be at a certain coffee shop in Clinton, Tennessee, every Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to be there waiting for you, and I hope you show up because I'm going to be there every week.
That's such great.
And I want you.
And I would be texting him too, letting him know
I'm here. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to be with you, and to establish that, because this kid doesn't have that.
Right.
Yep. Very, very good. All right. I hope that's helpful to you, and I'm going to send you a copy of every young man, God's man, just as a little guide of some things just to talk to him about. Sometimes we need that. Now, let's go to our final caller, and then I'll talk about some things coming up. But I think we've got time for one more caller. Let's talk.
Let's talk to Jack in Melbourne, Florida. Okay, Jack.
Well,
is
Jack,
not there in Melbourne.
Do
Florida.
We have another one other than Jack in Melbourne,
yes,
Florida?
Let's talk to Lisa in Dallas, Texas.
And if we're not going to you, hold on. We got another program right after this. We'll get to you. So, but Lisa in Dallas, mm-hmm. let's hear from you. How could we help? Hi.
Hi. I was just wanting to talk to you. I've recently realized emotionally, I'm crippled. You know. And that's an understatement.
Okay. How are you emotionally crippled?
Well, you know, when it comes to being involved in a relationship, a true, loving relationship, I don't know when this has happened. I don't know how it's happened, but I know it's happened. And I need to kind of find out. I'm just wondering why and how I can recover from it.
Okay. Oh. You guys need some additional information.
Well, so what
why happens? What?
Why that you're emotionally crippled?
So what happens?
I mean, like, when and how did it get there, honestly? Okay. I haven't been involved in a relationship, a loving relationship with a man, probably in about, you know, 5 years. Let's just say 5 years. And, you know, of course I've tried dating. And this is how I feel when it comes to, I go on a date, they're a good person, everything's cool, given this a chance, and then all of a sudden the thought of being involved in a relationship truly can make me sick to my stomach, like seriously sick to my stomach, and then I'll just back off and hide and end it right then. I mean, I won't even end it with it. I just won't talk to him anymore.
So you just get terrified.
Yes.
And run away, basically.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what you're saying is where you're emotionally crippled.
Yes.
Is that when it comes, when any relationship, and is this just in dating relationships, romantic?
Yes.
It doesn't happen with friendships. That you reach a certain point of closeness, and then your walls come up.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
It happens in friendships too?
Only like in, if there, I can be friends with a man, but if that mm-hmm. man turns to the direction of wanting to date me, mm-hmm. go on a date, show an interest, a different level of interest besides a friendship,
mm-hmm.
That's when, and I'll even think about it, like, you know, because I crave it mm-hmm. too.
Right.
It's just when it happens. And I go on that first date. I mean, it literally can happen to change after the first date.
Okay.
And I just shut down.
Okay, so Lisa, can you know, you're saying you don't know when it happened or how it happened. And a lot of times things, you know, happen a little bit at a time, over and over and over again. But I'm wondering if you can think back to any hurts in your life. Where were you hurt at a time when you felt really vulnerable? Maybe where you exposed yourself to another person and were hurt.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, not, and I can, I'm, it's, I can trace it back to, from my own father, you know, I mean, it's like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Pretty much my whole life. And then there was a time that I truly trusted, you know, giving my heart and gave my heart to, in my marriage, you know, and it was totally just taken by surprise, destroyed. My husband mm-hmm. left. I had no idea. And that was the last relationship I was involved, truly letting my heart be involved in.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you were married, so you took a risk. And
yes.
Certainly if that person hurt you and betrayed you, or, you know, by leaving, that's going to make you really frightened to try to risk again. And you're telling me your dad and your husband both hurt
mm-hmm.
you, both hurt you in those ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, my dad was there. He didn't, like, he took off or anything. My dad was there till he died. My mother and dad was married for 27 years, but they were, you know, I come from a very violent, rage-filled house.
Well, I'm just wondering if you've ever done any mm-hmm. kind of specific work on trauma.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever gone to a trauma specialist and they've helped you work through specifically past traumas in your
mm-hmm.
life. That, to me, is going to be the thing that pulls you out of this this kind of cycle. Have you done any of that kind of work?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Well,
that's your next step.
And I know
think
that
is.
I think, I mean, you know, I have had so much trauma. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And not sexual abuse or, you know, stuff like that, but.
Just emotional stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Lisa, I just have one thing I'd like you to hear from me. Instead of saying I'm emotionally crippled,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to hear you begin to say I was emotionally wounded by others and it harmed me. Others did this to me.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of there's something flawed or wrong with me. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
And your body is talking. Every time your stomach gets upset,
mm-hmm.
your body is talking to you and saying, I am, as Jill said, so terrified of relationship. And it's because of what others did to
mm-hmm.
you. Now, what traumatologists do is they help you with that, and they help that be released so it's less powerful. But I want you to
you know,
begin seeing yourself.
You know, it's gotten worse as I've gotten older.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
like,
sure. Yeah.
I used to not feel like this. I used to, you know, I've been married, you know, and mm-hmm. more than once, and
right.
you know, and
well,
it's just,
I wish we had more time. We don't, but I'm just going to ask you to hold on. We'll see if we can
mm-hmm.
find a trauma specialist in your area that might be great for you. Our workshop, Healing is a Choice, is another great option for you. As we go, hold on if you're on the line. We've got another program to do right after this one. Club New Life is at an all-time low, $20.16. We'll send you an amazing bundle of thank yous for that. Mylon's going to be speaking this very weekend in Boise, Idaho, on How We Love, Friday and Saturday. I'll be in Columbus, Georgia on the 7th doing a prayer breakfast there. Every man's battle, you can still get in this Friday. Lose It for Life on the 22nd. And if there's any way you can help us, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.
Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.